Check, check, check. Check, check, check. Mic check, mic check one, mic check one. Mic check one. Mic check one. This is a mic check. This is a mic check. Mic check one. This is a mic check. Mic check one.
Buckets need checks.
In front of a packed house in Tacoma, Washington, we get set for game one of a six-game series between the visiting Reno Aces and the Tacoma Rainiers. Hello and welcome into our broadcast. Kevin DiDomenico here with you, taking you the distance for game one once again of a six-game set. Reno comes in at 2-1 in the PCL, coming off of a series victory over the Las Vegas Aviators, scoring 30 runs, good for second in the league. Meanwhile, Tacoma 1-2, a series loss at the hands of Oklahoma City, scoring 28 runs, two high-powered offenses coming into this one. So, in the PCL West, Reno atop the division with Salt Lake City. Meanwhile, Tacoma at the base of the PCL West. Let's meet the visiting Reno Aces lineup. Dominic Fletcher will lead off. He'll be in center field, two for his last nine, scored a run and walked in that span. Phillip Evans hitting second. He'll play first base, six for nine, swinging a hot bat. Paven Smith hitting third in right field. Emmanuel Rivera playing third, hitting in the cleanup spot. P.J. Higgins, the DH, will bat fifth. Diego Castillo in left will bat sixth. Blaze Alexander in the seven hole, playing second base. Dominic Maroglio behind the dish, hitting eighth. And Jake Hager, the shortstop, hitting ninth. Peter Solomon is your starter for the Reno Aces. We'll meet him in a bit. Meanwhile, for the home team, Tacoma Rainiers. Leading off is Mason McCoy. He'll play shortstop. Jose Caballero will play third. He'll bat second. Brian O'Keefe, the catcher, who's five for his last nine with a couple of homers, will hit third. Mike Ford, the DH, who's seven for his last 16, will hit fourth. Jake Shiner in left field will hit fifth. Colin Morin at first base will hit sixth. Delino DeShields in center field will hit seventh. Zach Deloach in right will hit eighth. And Cesar Hernandez, the second baseman acquired on the 3rd of April by Seattle, will hit ninth. Tommy Malone is the starter for Tacoma. Let's meet him. He has a career 4.60 ERA in the bigs in 146 starts, almost 1,000 innings pitched, 944 in his big league career. That's good for 710 strikeouts as well. Pitched for a bit in Tacoma last year, was 3-1 with a 2.86 ERA. Meanwhile, the starter for Reno will be Peter Solomon. He was 8-7 last year with a 5.58 ERA. 21 games started, 109 and two-thirds innings pitched. 98 strikeouts for him in that span as well. He's out of Notre Dame. Both managers meeting at home plate right now. Let's meet the umpires today. Behind the dish, calling balls and strikes, is Ben Phillips. Edwin Jimenez at second. And at third, it's Takedo Matsudo. Once again, it's the Reno Aces and the Tacoma Rainiers squaring off. Reno at the top of the PCL West at 2-1, scoring, once again, 30 runs. They did give up 32 runs. The bullpen struggled in that final game of the series against Las Vegas, who has scored the most runs in league with 32. Tacoma in third right now at 28 runs. Again, both offenses have had some serious success here in that opening series. A beautiful day considering how this winter has been here in Tacoma. 50 degrees, 5-mile-an-hour winds blowing out to center field. On April 4th, we're getting set a tad late. 6:24 right now Pacific. Was supposed to get started at 6:05. Pushed back, had an opening day ceremony here in Tacoma. And a great crowd, really, on once again what is a beautiful day in Tacoma, Washington. Once again, it'll be Dominic Fletcher to lead off. So the Aces lineup looks like this. Fletcher, Evans, Smith, Rivera, Higgins, Castillo, Alexander, Maroglio, and Hager. For the Rainiers, it's McCoy, Caballero, O'Keefe, Ford, Shiner, Moron, and DeShields, Deloach, Hernandez. Well, Tommy Malone, the starter, who's running out onto the field right now with the whole Rainiers team, is an interesting story tonight. Remember, Almost 1,000 innings in the bigs. He was solid last year with Tacoma. 3-1 with a 2.86 ERA. Did have some time in the show as well. And has pitched with several different teams. You think back, was a main guy for Washington for a couple of years. Drafted by the Nationals. As he begins his warm-up tosses. The Rainiers dressed in all whites. Rainiers across their chest in cursive. Blue numbering on the back with a red outline. Meanwhile, your Reno Aces in navy uniforms are on the left side of their chest. White lettering with a blue outline. Gray pants to go along with it. As Dominic Fletcher takes his warm-up cuts. Again, a beautiful day in Tacoma. I was going to give dimensions, but they don't have them here down the line in right and left. To dead center, it's 425 with a batter's eye. And beyond that, a high school in the distance and a parking lot out to deep left field. A massive hill out and right. Thanks so much for joining us. Kevin DiDomenico here with you. Game one of a six-game series. So happy to be bringing you the action right here on RenoAces.com. Aces come in at 2-1, looking for win number three. It's game one on the road. Game four total about to get set. Tommy Malone working from the windup. Middle infielders deep, corner on the grass. Malone winds, kicks and deals. The first pitch is inside, ball one. First pitch coming at 6:27 p.m. 49 degrees at first pitch. Malone winds, deals. So we're going to pop foul and out of play. Well, we mentioned it earlier. Fletcher, two for his last nine. A run scored and a walk. It's been a solid table setter. We've mentioned how successful this lineup has been in that opening series. Malone winds and fires. Off-speed pitch swung on and fouled to the screen. Aces and Rainiers have battled 220 times since Reno joined the PCL back in 2009. Reno leads it 54-46 here at Cheney Stadium. The pitch waits on a breaking ball, down and in. It's ball two, two balls and two strikes. At Greater Nevada Field, Reno leads the series 78-42. The pitch is fouled off of Dominic Fletcher. Two balls, two strikes remains. Top of the first, no score. Fletcher leading off facing Tommy Malone. Here comes the 2-2. So we're going to fly ball foul back near us. Now this setup we have in the booth, the road booth, in Tacoma is right behind the third base line, kind of angled off to the left. Two balls, two strikes, pitch on the way. Breaking ball, fought off again, this time up near us, and fouled off of a seat. One-handed catch by a fan given to a young kid. Opening night, beautiful night. Smells like hot dogs here, Cheney Stadium. 2-2 battle. On the way, fastball upstairs, three balls, two strikes. This is what Dominic Fletcher has been so good at this year, is taking these pitchers into deep counts. Malone, a veteran, knows what to do here. 3-2 pitch, swung on and chopped foul, back to the screen. First time Reno has seen Malone back in 2022. He made three appearances against the Aces as the 3-2s fouled back to the screen. Allowed three runs, all of them earned. Seven hits, 11 strikeouts, and five. Held the Aces' bats to a 189 average. And the 3-2 battle continues. Malone working from the wind. Long look in. Pitch number 11, breaking ball, called strike three. Well, Fletcher was headed to first, thought he walked, but he got rung up instead. And so it brings up Phillip Evans, who is swinging again, one of the hotter bats in the PCL. Tacoma has plenty of those as well. Evans is six for his first nine, six runs scored, a double, a homer, three runs batted in. Lefty-righty matchup. The pitch is outside corner, a called strike. Nothing in one. Here comes the 0-1. Fouled back to the screen on a fastball. Well, we've talked about how successful this Aces offense has been. They hit 376 in the opening series against Las Vegas. That's good for first in the PCL, second in all of AAA in runs scored and hits through the first three games. 0-2, swing and a miss, got him. And Evans is down on strikes. Malone back-to-back K's. And it's up to Paven Smith to extend the top of the first. Paven 2-for-7, 3 runs. Scored a double, 2 RBIs. This will be another lefty-lefty matchup. Could be a problem today for the Aces. A lot of lefties in their lineup against the lefty Malone. First pitch breaking ball in there called first strike at the knees to Paven Smith. Malone kicks and deals. Breaking ball down, 1-1. Hits the dirt. O'Keefe tosses back to Tommy as we take a look at the Tacoma defensive alignment. The battery is Malone and O'Keefe. Moron at first. Hernandez at second. Coy at short. Caballero at third as that one's chopped foul. Pull side right behind Paven Smith to the Aces dugout. Shiner in left. DeShields in center. And DeLoach out and right. Right now DeLoach getting the brunt of the sun. The 1-2. Swinging a line drive foul on a couple of hops down the third base line. Remember, Fletcher had that 11-pitch at-bat that he went down looking on a breaking ball. Evans down on a few pitches. And now Paven Smith up against a 1-2 count. Here's the pitch. Swung on, lined out to left field. Going to be a tough play coming over as Shiner. He makes the catch in the gap for out number three. Aces go down in order. 1-2-3. Fletcher, Evans, and Smith. We head to the bottom of the first inning. Stick around. You're listening to Reno Aces Baseball from Cheney Stadium. Hey, Aces fans, are you looking for a financial partner that's always by your side? As a not-for-profit credit union, our bottom line, our measurement of success, our motivation, it's you. And whatever money matters you're facing right now, we're here to help you live greater. Get started now at GNCU. MyPillow.org. Peter Solomon about to deliver pitch number one to Mason McCoy. Bottom one, nothing, nothing. Your score, top of the first. Aces went down in order. And the first pitch at 93 is outside, ball one. Now, Mason McCoy, you guessed it, swinging a hot bat for Tacoma. 8 for 15. A couple of RBIs. The pitch, swing and a miss. Challenge fastball down and away at 92. Non-roster invitee to the big league camp for Seattle as he takes a breaking ball inside. Averages exactly one base hit per game as a professional baseball player in 545 games played. The pitch fouled back to the screen. It's 2-2. And watch out if Mason gets on. The speedy 5'11", 28-year-old. Stolen bases at an 82% clip for his career. Only been caught 14 times. 65 stolen bases. See if he can get aboard here. Set the table for Caballero and O'Keefe. 2-2. Great take on a fastball down. Just misses the zone. We go full. So both leadoff hitters take a full count. Fletcher in the top of the first struck out looking on a controversial breaking ball. The 3-2 to McCoy is fought off foul, and this is what these leadoff hitters do. You fight, you take them deep into counts. That's what he's doing to Peter Solomon, who's 8-7 on the year, 8-7 last year with a 5.58 ERA. Here comes the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him on a fastball up to 94, and there's one away. So Caballero coming up, small sample size in two games. He's 4 for 5. Remember, his last game he played against Oklahoma City, went 3 for 3, a homer, two RBIs. Here's the first pitch to him. Big leg kick, takes it for a called strike knee high. Well, between the first four hitters on both squads, three strikeouts. Fletcher, Evans, and for Tacoma, McCoy goes down swinging. Here comes the 0-1. Breaking ball down and in. Peter Solomon working relatively quick. Pitch clock at 8. Boy, that thing moves quick too. Here comes the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Nasty. On a, looked like a two-seam fastball coming back inside to the righty Caballero. The third baseman today. Little bit of a shift on for Reno. The pitch, lunging at a fastball away, is grounded to Hager at shortstop. Has to hustle for the speedy Caballero, but gets him in time. So, two outs. And both offenses, who were loud this weekend, quiet to start. And it brings up Brian O'Keefe. First pitch is down for ball one. Solomon ready. Wines kicks fires. Upstairs letter high. Two balls, no strikes. He falls behind Brian O'Keefe, who was 5 for 9 in the opening series with two big flies, five RBIs. So we got a ground ball up the middle, a base hit. 6 for 10 for Brian O'Keefe to start in this season. He achieved Tacoma's first 5 RBI and 2 home run game of 2023 in the series finale against Oklahoma City. So it keeps the line moving to Mike Ford after O'Keefe knocks the first hit for either squad. Mike Ford, DH today. First pitch low and away, ball one, 92. Mike became the first Rainier to homer in consecutive games on Saturday And Sunday here in 2023, next one he takes on a changeup down and away. The appeal, no, he did not. 2-0. His two-run homer on Sunday traveled 447 feet to straightaway center, and a fastball misses up and away for ball three. Nothing, nothing, your score. Two outs in the bottom of the first. Rainiers with the man on. It's Brian O'Keefe, a two-out single. Open stance for Mike Ford. The lefty waits. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul back to the screen. And it's 3-1, hacking on 3-0. Sitting fastball. And a big swing from Mike Ford. The big lefty waits in. The pitch. Down ball four. Ford is aboard. There's a fun rhyme, and there's two on and two out. In the bottom of the first, and the Rainiers, who started quietly from McCoy and Caballero. Shiner here with a chance to drive in a run. Mike Ford, by the way, was another non-roster invitee to Major League Camp. The first pitch is in there, a called strike. Jake, 4 for 14 with a homer. Feels like everyone in this starting lineup for Tacoma has a big fly. The pitch, great breaking ball, but broke too much away. And just below the knees, it's 1-1. First and second, two outs for the home team, Tacoma. Rainiers threatening here. The pitch, swing and a miss. On a fastball, belt high. It's 1-2. Peter Solomon, 26 years of age, the starter today for Reno. 10 years younger than the starter on the opposing side for Tacoma. 1-2, swing and a chopper foul. That hit, it looked like it hit Jake a couple times on the body, then hit off his bat, trickled up the first baseline. Ultimately, 1-2 count. Two outs. Runners get their leads off first and second. Here's the pitch. Check swing on a breaking ball down. Appeal, no, he did not go. And the count goes to 2-2. So what we've seen is Peter Solomon get ahead of Mason McCoy, strike him out, get ahead of Jose Caballero, got him to ground out left side, and got behind Brian O'Keefe. Base hit, Ford, he walked. 2-2 coming. Shiner, here it is. Fouled to the screen, went upstairs, and Jake just got a piece of it. Got him to chase on that same pitch just a couple of pitches ago. Will he go back to the fastball? Shiner bit on the breaking ball down. 2-2. Goes back to the breaking ball. Called strike three. He freezes him at the knees. And Tacoma strands a pair. Two strikeouts for Peter Solomon. We head to the top of the second. Reno's offense comes back. You're listening to Reno Aces Baseball from Cheney Stadium. Fans, don't miss Tuesdays at Greater Nevada Field when the Aces celebrate hashtag Taco Tuesday, presented by Join INC and Alice 96.5 with two street tacos for just $6. First pitch, grounded left side, backhanded by McCoy at short. Throw on to first in time. He gets Emmanuel Rivera, one pitch and one out during the taco read. Want to wash that taco down with a cold beverage? Add a beer with your tacos for just $10. Tickets are available at renoaces.com or texting TIXX to 21003. Here comes PJ Higgins, 375 on the year, one big fly, and three RBIs. First pitch, misses Bell, tie ball one. Higgins has the old school look, wears the socks all the way up to the knees. One ball, no strikes. The pitch from Malone, off speed away. Malone, the crafty lefty, it's why he's been able to pitch in professional baseball for so long. Kind of reminds me a bit of Rich Hill. 2-0 on the way. Fastball swung on and fouled up to level three into the Summit Club here at Cheney Stadium. And a one-handed catch by a fan. 2-1. Fastball down, a called strike. Maybe just below the knees, called by Ben Phillips, who's calling balls and strikes. Higgins didn't love it. Gets back into the box for the 2-2. Malone winds and deals. Off speed, swung on, fouled. Back into the seats. PJ has scored a couple of runs as well. Pitch, swing and a miss, got him. That was that same pitch, went back to the breaking ball and got him. Higgins strikes out. That's number three for Tommy Malone. And there's quickly two away in the top of the second. The ace is hitless here in game one. On the road, it brings up Diego Castillo. Hard to contain this man right here. First pitch to him is an off-speed pitch down and in, ball one. One thing Malone does really well is study the hitters he faces. And Diego Castillo is a tough one to study. 7-for-10 as he takes a breaking ball in there at the knees, a called strike. 7-for-10, two RBIs in the opening weekend. That included a 5-for-5 afternoon, 1-1. Fouled back right side, first base side into section M. And I think might have gotten out of here. The shadow's creeping onto the field. Malone and the batter both in the shadows as Castillo laces one into left field, a base hit. You kidding me? 8-for-11. Two-out hit for Diego Castillo. Unconscious right now. First hit for Reno today. Boy, he just got a fastball up. And Malone made a mistake. Castillo took advantage. Tommy's probably not going to blow you away with a fastball upstairs. Castillo knew it, ripped it into left. Here's Blaze Alexander. Small sample size first weekend, 2-for-5, rips one foul, opposite field and out of play. Nothing in one. Shift to pull for the righty Blaze Alexander. So that means McCoy deep in the hole at shortstop. And Cesar Hernandez playing up the middle. Throw over to first. Not in time. Alexander, Marolio, and Hager. 7-8-9. 0-1. Pop foul, first base side, out of play. Aces fans, you can break up your midweek rut by celebrating Wild Wednesdays at Greater Nevada Field, presented by Wild 102.9. Grab your tickets for only $10.29 by using promo code WILD at checkout. Take advantage of this offer by visiting renoaces.com or text TIXX to 21003. The 0-2, swinging a pop-up, foul ground, over goes O'Keefe, and into the seats goes the baseball. Well, we got that ad read in time. So far, Taco Tuesdays, Wild Wednesdays, a lot more to come that we'll tell you about throughout the broadcast. No score. Top of the second. Two-out hit from Diego Castillo is all the Aces have offensively. Meanwhile, for Tacoma, a two-out hit for Brian O'Keefe is all they have. Castillo, remember, 8 for 11, swinging the hottest bat maybe in the whole league, average-wise. Alexander waits, 0-2. Fastball up. Nice take by number 5. Who it looks like Blaze is wearing a, can't be a sweatshirt, but some kind of hood under his jersey. Not the most chilly night, but it should be. It gets a little windy in the nighttime. Breaking ball down, 2-2. With two outs, no score, top two. Kevin DiDomenico with you. Thanks so much for joining us on your Tuesday evening, wherever you may be. 9:52 Eastern, 6:52 Pacific. Ready for the 2-2. Here it comes. Swing and a ground ball right in front of the plate. Throw to first in time. That one hidden by the catcher O'Keefe. Kind of a swinging bunt up the first baseline, and they're able to retire Blaze Alexander. Bottom two we go, no score. You're listening to Reno Aces Baseball from Cheney Stadium. Hey, Ace Ball fans, join us on April 13th for the first Thirsty Thursday of the season, presented by Coors Light and Cable 98.1 FM. Enjoy an ice-cold Coors Light draft for just $2. Get your tickets today by visiting renoaces.com or texting TIXX to 21003. Bottom of the second inning, no score. Tacoma sends Colin Moran, Delino DeShields, and Zach DeLoach to the plate. That's 6-7-8. Peter Solomon for his second inning of work. The pitch swung on. Line drive up the middle. Gloved by Hager. Turns, throws in time. You kidding me? Jake Hager up the middle. Makes the play. That looked like a sure hit for Colin. And instead, it's a spectacular play for the shortstop. For Reno. Brings up Delino DeShields, who many know as consistent big leaguer. Fastball, bell tie, ball one. 246 career hitter in the bigs. Waits on the 1-0, the pitch. Knee-high called strike. Reno puts the shift on him right after they all check their cards. Of course, not the official shift. Just a bit to the pull with Hager deep in the hole at shortstop. Comes the 1-1. Outside, ball two. He started hot, 5 for 14 so far. Here comes the pitch. 2-1 is pop foul. And into the third level. once again into the Summit Club. That seems like a special deal when a foul ball goes into the Summit Club. Only three rows of club level. Fans love it. Two balls, two strikes, the pitch. Foul to the screen. April 15th marks Jackie Robinson's historic MLB debut. Robinson's courage blazed a trail for all of America. Join us at Greater Nevada Field on April 15th as we commemorate Jackie Robinson Day. First pitch set at 4:05. The pitch, up and away, knee high. 3-2. First pitch set for 4:05. Get here early for a special pregame ceremony. Get your tickets by visiting RenoAces.com or text in TIXX to 21003. 3-2. Swinging a high fly ball. Hit well out to center field. Fletcher there. Boy, it is deep to center. He makes the catch for the second out. Keeps the line moving to Zach Deloach. 5-14. This season, a couple of runs and two RBIs. He waits from the left side. Righty-lefty matchup. The first pitch is down the middle. And a fastball at 92. A called strike as we approach the top of the hour here Pacific time. It'll be 7 o'clock. This one cruising along faster than the first three at home for Reno. Line drive, left center field. Coming on as Fletcher makes the catch on the run. Got a good jump on it and cruised to make the catch against Deloach. We head to the third. Aces due up. No score. A hit apiece for either squad. Stick around. You're listening to Reno Aces Baseball from Cheney Stadium. Top of the third inning, Kevin DiDomenico with you from Cheney Stadium. No score between the Aces and Rainiers. Game one of a six-game set, a Tuesday evening matchup. Tommy Malone for his third inning of work. First pitch is popped up behind home plate, giving chases O'Keefe. It'll land harmlessly in the seats in section 122, right behind the Aces dugout. So Malone into the wind, and he deals on a breaking ball down. It's a ball and a strike. Here comes the 1-1. Swinging a fly ball. Right center field. Backing up is the second baseman, Hernandez. Now called off by DeShields in center, who makes the catch. Those are two big leaguers communicating right there. Cesar Hernandez with the Nationals last year. Where he hit 248. with a homer, 34 RBIs, their everyday second baseman. First pitch breaking ball to Jake Hager, fouled back up and away. And the count is nothing and one. Hager made that spectacular play at shortstop last inning. Next one swung on and missed. 0-2 with one out in the top of the third. Ace's offense has been quiet first time through. The lone single from Diego Castillo. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. And Hager down on three pitches. That's strikeout number four for Tommy Malone. The first time through, the Aces lineup just gives up one hit, strikes out four. And now with two out in the third, the leadoff hitter Fletcher will come up, who battled Tommy Malone. Took him 11 pitches, ended up looking at strike three. It was a breaking ball. The first pitch from Malone is a breaking ball and a called strike, maybe just below the knees. Fletcher standing in the very back of the box, wide stance, little bit open. Bending the knees, ground ball right side. Hernandez moves over to his left, gloves, throws to first, it's in time. 1-2-3 for the Aces in the third. We head to the bottom half of the third inning. Rainiers due up. You're listening to Reno Aces Baseball from Cheney Stadium. Roof, roof, bark, bark. That means please take me to the ballpark. Fans, grab your furry friends and head to Greater Nevada Field on April 16th for our first dog day of the 2023 season. First pitch set for 105 and proper vaccination paperwork is required. The first pitch from Peter Solomon up and inside to Hernandez, ball one. 8-9-1 for the Rainiers in the bottom of the third inning. The pitch at the letters, ball two. On a fastball. You can grab your tickets for that by visiting renoaces.com or texting TIXX to 21003. 2-0. Down and away, ball three. Falls behind on three straight balls to Hernandez. Again, who was with the Nationals last year. Lefty hitter waits the pitch. In there, called strike. Get me over fastball at 92 miles an hour. Just at 7:05 Pacific time here from Tacoma. Thanks so much for tuning in, spending your Tuesday evening with us. 3-1. Fouled up and back near us and out of here. We'll go full. Nice job battling back by Peter Solomon, who made two starts against the Rainiers as a member of the Sugarland Space Cowboys just a year ago. 3-2. Outside, ball four. Morolio knew it. No need to frame there. And a walk. Cesar Hernandez. Turns the lineup over. Just the third base runner for Tacoma. And a leadoff walk, their best opportunity of the evening. First time through, Solomon gets a couple of strikeouts. First pitch is popped foul and out of play to Mason McCoy. Struck out swinging his first time. He was one of the two Ks. Just one hit from Brian O'Keefe, who is now 6-for-10. He's in the hole right now. Solomon set at the belt. Hernandez gets his lead off of first. McCoy calls time. Nice ballpark here in Tacoma. Down the first baseline, there's a nice grassy area for kids to throw the ball around. 0-1. Off speed. In there, a called strike. It's nothing in two. Marolio offered a pump fake to first. Thought Hernandez was creeping off a little too far as he gets his lead. Pretty sizable over at first. No balls, two strikes. Runner holding. The pitch is swung on and popped up. Right side and out of play. In the distance, over the right field wall, maybe over the right field foul pole more so, is it looks like a high school lacrosse team practicing in the background. Again, the high school out to dead center. 0-2, Solomon set, belt high, long look in. 6 seconds, delivers. A fastball down. It's 1-2. And then, of course, out to deep left is the parking lot for the stadium. And, of course, the high school, you'd think, and I don't know, the kids may be on spring break. Feels like a spring break week. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Fouled up. First base side out of play. Bottom of the third inning, nobody out. Man on. Cesar Hernandez on a walk. It's the 2-1 Reno Aces against the 1-2 Tacoma Rainiers. Second and third in terms of runs scored in the PCL. A 1-2. Got him swinging. Down goes Mason McCoy, and he strikes out for the second time today. Ace Ball fans, join us on April 13th for the first Thirsty Thursday of the season, presented by Coors Light and Cable 98.1 FM. Enjoy an ice-cold Coors Light draft for just $2. Fastball at the eyes, one ball and no strikes. Get your tickets today by visiting renoaces.com or texting TIXX to 21003. Hernandez still over at first. Bigger lead this time. Just one out, 1-0. And there's a pick over to first. Yeah, Solomon keeping an eye on him. He's waited pretty deep in the pitch count on a couple of these pitches, just anticipating Hernandez to take off. More on that in a second. 1-0. Knee-high called strike. A season ago, Tacoma led all of AAA in stolen bases by 13. It was a franchise record of 205. Rainiers lead the PCL once again with 8 swipes. The pitch fouled to the screen. That's to the first 3 games. And, of course, Cesar Hernandez, who was acquired yesterday by the organization, not a big part of that last year or this weekend for that matter, but has some speed. See what he does with a 1-2 count. Runner going on a fastball down. Here's the throw. It is not in time. The 9th stolen base of the season for Tacoma. And with one out, a runner in scoring position for the Rainiers. And that was closer than it looked in real time. So look at the monitor. I think Blaze Alexander thought he almost got him. Caballero with the runner in scoring position. The righty waits. Solomon looks. The pitch fouled up to the right side. So we were talking earlier. Solomon made those 2 starts against the Rainiers last season with the Sugarland Space Cowboys. He went 2-0 with a 4.90 ERA in that span, 11 innings pitched, 6 earned runs given up, 14 strikeouts as well, just 5 walks against Tacoma. 2-2, breaking ball in the dirt. Nice take by Caballero. Grounded out to short his first time. Three balls, two strikes. One out, bottom of the third. No score. Best opportunity yet for either team. Caballero pretty far up in the box and close to the plate on the right side. The pitch, 3-2, he misses. And the third walk of the game for Peter Solomon. And so two on, one out. And it brings up Brian O'Keefe, who has the lone hit for the Rainiers. Trouble looming for Reno. That's the third walk of the game for Solomon, as we just mentioned. Remember, he just walked five Tacoma hitters just a year ago when he was pitching for Sugarland. So big moment in this one, right? Bottom of the third, two on, one out. Brian O'Keefe, who is, again, one of the hotter hitters in the PCL, a chance to drive in a run. Solomon looking to buckle down now. Comes set, belt high, the pitch. First pitch breaking ball sends O'Keefe bending out of the batter's box. One ball, no strikes. More on Solomon. He was a top pitching prospect in Maryland as a senior back in 2014, selected by the Padres in the 21st round of that 2014 draft, as O'Keefe comes up hacking and fans a ball and a strike. Solomon decided to enroll in Notre Dame. 1-1. Swinging a high, deep drive, opposite field, back at the wall, and it is gone. O'Keefe, three-run shot. 3-0 Tacoma. 7-for-11 to start. Nothing Rainiers. After a hard hit ball on a line shot that barely cleared the right field wall into the select trees in right. The first pitch, a fastball low and inside, a ball and no strikes. Boy, did that wake up this Tacoma crowd. Well, it looks like a chilly Tacoma crowd. A lot of jackets as the sun goes down. Breaking ball down and away. Two balls, no strikes. Yeah, so once the sun goes down here, it definitely can get chilly. In there, called strike. A couple of people spoke before today's game during the opening day ceremony here in Tacoma. They said opening day at home marks the beginning of spring. Definitely doesn't feel like the beginning of spring here. 2-1 is swung on and missed. Big hack from Mike Ford, who walked his first time. Maybe consider, I mean, relatively with this winter, it's been a brutal one, especially for all you back in Reno. 2-2, swung on and missed, got him on a breaking ball. A great one from Solomon at that. Two outs. A fourth strikeout for Peter Solomon. Both outs this inning have come via the strikeout. Mason McCoy, the first. He struck out twice, and here's Jake Shiner, who struck out looking his first time. Solomon into the wind. He fires. Check swing, fouls to the screen. Shiner now 4-for-15 on the season. Remember, folks, today's broadcast is brought to you by your friends at Greater Nevada. How can we help you live greater? 0-1, breaking ball, nasty, big hack, big fan from Jake Shiner. And it's 0-2. Here comes the pitch. Another breaking ball. Saw it off. Up the middle. Playable for Hager, who calls off Alexander. At the edge of the outfield grass. Makes the catch. Head to the middle innings. Top of the fourth. The Rainiers strike first, a three-run blast off the bat of Brian O'Keefe. We'll take a break. Stick around. You're listening to Reno Aces Baseball from Cheney Stadium. All right, we go to the top of the fourth inning. Kevin DiDomenico with you. 3-0. Tacoma has the advantage over Reno in game one of a six-game set Tuesday evening. Thanks again so much for joining us. Reno Aces website, streaming. Listen live tab. First pitch, a fastball fouled back. That's to Phillip Evans. Struck out his first time. Now 6-for-10 on the season. Sawed off inner half, pop foul into the grassy area on the first base side. It's nothing and two. Evans had to go get a new bat. Looked like that one broke. Evans right now leads AAA in runs scored, second in AAA in average. And that might have helped it right there. Line drive left field, base hit. A leadoff single for Phillip Evans. And now 1-for-2 today. Reno with life in the fourth. Every Sunday is Family Sunday at Greater Nevada Field, presented by Sunny 106.9 FM. Enjoy $1 hot dogs throughout the game and be sure to wear red, as the Aces will be taking the field in their red City Pride uniforms. The first pitch to Paven Smith is taken, a called strike, a breaking ball inner half, knee high. Runner on first, Aces with life, just their second hit of the day here in the top of the fourth. They trail by three. Smith waits the pitch off the end of the bat, dribbles one up the third baseline, foul by about a couple of inches. O'Keefe wanted to pick it up because that was a sure hit for Paven Smith. It's nothing and two. By the way, Family Sunday, kids run the bases after those games. That's presented by R.C. Willie. Get your tickets by visiting renoaces.com or texting TIXX to 21-003. Double play depth up the middle for the Rainiers. Far off the line at third is Caballero. Malone set the pitch. Fastball, try to dot the outer edge. You can't. And it's 1-2. Good pitch nonetheless. Malone's been solid in terms of spots today. Paven waits. Malone set. Long look to first. Here's the pitch. Swinging a high fly ball left center field. Should be playable for DeShields. He's under it, and he makes the catch. Evans will try to tag from first, and he'll get there in time, standing up. Heads-up play by Phillip Evans, and I don't think DeShields was considering that at all. And that's the kind of thing that's going to get you to the next level. Nice play there from Philip Evans to tag on a ball that wasn't that deep at all. Routine fly ball in left center for Delino DeShields. And now a chance for one of the better hitters in this Reno lineup to drive in Philip Evans. First pitch breaking ball down, ball one. One oh. Swinging a ground ball, another swinging bunt. First base side, the throw to first in time by O'Keefe for out number two. Evans over to third, and there's two away here in the top of the fourth. Boy, that's happened a couple times on these Tommy Malone breaking balls. Aces hitters off balance at times, lunging at the slow curve balls at 73, 74 miles an hour. Effective is Tommy Malone at 36 years of age. He's set letter high. Long leadoff first for Evans. The first pitch taken by P.J. Higgins. Ball one outside. Higgins struck out swinging his first time. Drafted back in 2015 by the Cubs. Elected free agency in November of last year. Wanted kind of that fresh start with Arizona. 1-0 inside, just above the knees. It's 2-0, hitters count here. And you think Malone, a lot of pitchers, right? They got to come to him, got to come with a fastball, but the way he's been spotting that breaking ball, he can throw just about anything. Target inside, 2-0. Breaking ball down, it's three balls, no strikes. Higgins 3-for-9, a couple of runs scored, a homer, 3 RBIs. Malone set, working first base side of the rubber, kicks and fires. Inside fastball, he walked him on 4 pitches, and Higgins is aboard. And this is exactly who Tommy Malone does not want to see right now. It's Diego Castillo, singled his first time, one of two hits for the Aces today. He's 8-for-11. Sound the alarm. Number 4 is up to bat. 2 RBIs for the Aces left fielder. On the season, looking for more as O'Keefe will come out to have a quick word with Malone. And that's got to be the discussion, right? How are we going to pitch to Diego Castillo? Right now, the baseball looks like a beach ball to him. I was thinking bowling ball. Beach ball is a better comparison, right? When you're shooting the ball well, it'd be hard to hit a bowling ball. First pitch to Diego Castillo. Offers a breaking ball, outer half, knee high. Fantastic pitch from Malone. A called strike, nothing in one. Tomahawk to single into left center field his last time. The righty waits for the 0-1, the pitch. Big hack and a miss. Same pitch, a breaking ball. As a flock of birds fly over Cheney Stadium. That's nice for opening day. They scheduled a bird flyover, it seems, for the fourth. Malone set for the 0-2. Could deliver anything here, the pitch to Castillo. Check swing on another breaking ball down. Not close to going, just through the hands. And it's 1-2. Pitch. Ground ball, pole side, playable for Caballero at third. He throws to second for the fielder's choice. It's in time for out number three. Bottom of the fourth we go. The Aces strand a pair. 3-0. Rainiers lead it. You're listening to Reno Aces Baseball from Cheney Stadium. Want to win Aces prizes, play trivia, participate in surveys, and more? Visit RenoAces.com, click Win Prizes and More in the site navigation to get started. You can also stay up to date with everything Ace Ball by texting Aces to 21003 today. Be the first to know when specialty theme nights drop for any and for any future promotion. Bottom of the fourth inning, 3-0 Rainiers have the lead. Moron to lead things off. A fastball he takes below the belt, above the knees for ball one. So Solomon into his fourth inning of work. Hasn't been hit too bad. It's the walks that have hurt him. He's walked three batters. Fastball in there called strike, 1-1. And gave up that three-run bomb to Brian O'Keefe. Got Moran to ground out his last time. He lines one into left field, a base hit against the shift. Hager was playing up the middle. If he's playing in his normal spot, usually makes that play. One on, nobody out. DeShields comes up. Flew out to center his first time. He's 5-for-15 this season. The pitch. Swung on and fouled back and out of play. Both teams coming off of losses. On Sunday, Tacoma blowing a four-run advantage in the eighth. Reno blown out 13-2 loss to Las Vegas. As a fastball misses away. One ball and a strike. Solomon set at the belt. Long leadoff first, the pitch. Ground ball, pull side, double play ball, but through the legs of Emmanuel Rivera at third. A hard hit ball, but that is a textbook E5, and it's error number one of the game. First and second, nobody out. More trouble for the Aces here in the fourth. Brings up Zach Deloach. Lefty waits. He takes a fastball at the letters. Ball one. Double play depth up the middle once again for the Aces. Emmanuel Rivera far off the line at third. Long look for Solomon. He delivers. Off speed, down and away. Nice block by Marolio. Two balls, no strikes. Well, it's time to take a look around the PCL here in the fourth. Here in a second, 2-0 is fouled back off of umpire Ben Phillips. Yeah, got a piece of him. Marolio, nice move, immediately got up, asked if he was all right. Looks like he is. And it's 2-1. Salt Lake leads Albuquerque 5-3 in the bottom of the seventh. El Paso trails Sacramento by one in the top of the third. That's a 1-0 score. Sacramento at home. El Paso looking to strike with two on, nobody out. 2-1. So going to high fly ball, hit foul. Fans got excited. That's out of play. Left field line. OKC in Vegas. 2-1 game in Las Vegas. Oklahoma City leads it by one in the top of the second. And that is all we have for you live right now in the PCL. Round Rock took down Sugarland 6-3 earlier. The 2-2. Got him swinging. Deloach down on strikes. A big first out here in the fourth. And that very much, very well could be it for Peter Solomon. It will be. As Blake Lawley comes out to take the ball. And it looks like it'll be Austin Bryce, the new pitcher for Reno. Solid day for Solomon. That three-run shot. Hurt it. Nonetheless, he keeps it at a three-run lead here in the bottom of the fourth. Bryce, the new pitcher, will take a quick break. Reno trails it. You're listening to Reno Aces Baseball from Cheney Stadium. Ace Ball fans, join us on April 13th for the first Thirsty Thursday of the season presented by Coors Light and Cable 98.1. Enjoy an ice-cooled Coors Light draft for just $2. You can get your tickets today by visiting renoaces.com or texting TIXX to 21003. Austin Bryce, first pitch from him is outside, ball one. Austin Bryce, Pittsboro, North Carolina native, the righty, ninth-round selection in 2010 by the Marlins. Comes set at the letters, first and second, one out. He deals, fastball, similar spot, upstairs. This one a little bit more high. It's 2-0. 3-0, Rainiers lead, looking to add to it. Boy, Paven Smith playing far off the line and right. The pitch. Outside, ball three. To the lefty, too, Cesar Hernandez. They know the scout better than I. In fact, the whole outfield shifted to the opposite field of the lefty. Open stance for number 13. The 3-0 pitch. Taking all the way, he walked him. And a four-pitch walk for Austin Bryce. And Cesar Hernandez is aboard. It turns the lineup over here in the fourth. And with one out, the Aces really could use a double play ball, huh? We'll see if they bring the infield in. You'd expect they bring the corners in and the middle back for the double play. They will. Double play depth up the middle for the Aces. Rivera in line with the bag at third. Same with Evans at first. The first pitch, off speed inside, one ball, no strikes. Five straight balls out of the bullpen for Austin Bryce. And we know this bullpen has had its struggles during opening weekend in Las Vegas. Marolio comes to have a word with Austin Bryce. We talked about over the weekend, but he's pitched in the big leagues every year since 2016. Was with Miami in 16, Cincinnati in 17 and 18. Miami again in 2019. We're at a 3.43 ERA. The pitch up and away, 2-0, six straight balls. He was moved to Boston in 2021. Made 13 appearances with a near 7 ERA. Two balls, no strikes. Bases loaded, one out. The pitch. McCoy takes a fastball and a called strike just above the knees. And a much-needed one for Austin Bryce, who comes set again. Two balls, one strike. Target inside the pitch. So I'm going to pop foul right off of the screen. And it's 2-2. Austin Bryce, this is his fifth stop around the league. Comes up in a big situation. Time called by McCoy. Bases loaded, bottom of the fourth inning. 3-0 lead, Tacoma. Trying to keep the score what it is. Bryce set, kicks and fires. Inside, almost hit McCoy, and I think it might have. It did. McCoy, it looks like, got hit in the hand. And that's going to play to run. Moran comes home to score. It's Rainiers 4, Aces nothing. And it brings up Jose Caballero. So Bryce comes in, he hits Cesar Hernandez and, or excuse me, he walks Cesar Hernandez and hits Mason McCoy. Here's Caballero, ground out in a walk today. Get you the final line on Peter Solomon here in a second. He went 3 1/3, three hits, three runs, three walks, which hurt him, five strikeouts, was efficient in that category. Bases loaded once again. One out for Caballero. Now we got a stoppage. Ben Phillips. And it looks like it'll be a pitch clock violation. Marolio now having a word with Phillips. Now all the umpires will come in and talk. And now what is the conversation? And you'd think Blake Lolly on cue will take a couple of steps out of the visiting dugout. And this is a pitch clock conversation. Baseball in 2023. Whether you like it or not, this is where it's headed. All four umpires still having a conversation midway between the plate and the mound. Bases loaded, 4-0 score. Rainiers have the lead, bottom of the fourth inning, with one out. And so I think the initial call was ball one against Austin Bryce. Or no, they were going to get Caballero, who wasn't in the box quick enough, but they wave it off. And now all umpires are walking. This is one of the most bizarre scenes I've seen. John Russell, the manager, is now talking to three of the umpires. And you got to think the conversation probably isn't pitch clock anymore. And is this just an explanation of the pitch clock? Three umpires are talking to manager John Russell in front of the Tacoma dugout. It seems like a more serious situation than just a pitch clock violation or Caballero getting into the box. Matsudo having a long conversation with Caballero. And now Austin Bryce is going to throw some warm-up tosses. An extended conversation continues now with John Russell and the three umpires. And umpires will return to their stations after the odd delay. No call at all. And maybe just a lesson teaching moment. And this is why the argument's been made a lot for umpires to have communication with the press box, a broadcaster, maybe even have a mic on them like you do in a lot of other sports. Really clear things up. The pitch. Off speed away, ball one. So after all that, it's ball one. To Jose Caballero, again, 0-for-1 today with a walk back in the third. One ball, no strikes, the pitch. Big hack comes up empty, 1-1. Challenge fastball, belt high. Caballero is looking to make it an 8-0 game. This one started with the Moran single. Then an E5 was first and second, nobody out. Deloach struck out, then a walk and a hit by pitch. The pitch. Off speed and a great one. Lands in the zone. 1-2. And this is maybe the break in the action that Austin Bryce needed. He's settled in just fine in the last three pitches. One ball, two strikes. Bryce set at the belt. The pitch. Off speed. Called strike three. Freezes him. Caballero with a couple of words to Ben Phillips as he walks back to the dugout. And Brian O'Keefe will come up. Oh, this is huge, right? 4-0 game. Tacoma on top. They have the bases loaded with two outs, and their best hitter to date is up to bat. The first pitch, big hack, goes to a knee, comes up empty, sitting fastball, didn't get it, swung through the off speed. Nothing in one. Single in the first, three-run homer in the third. Accounts for two of the three runs for Tacoma. The pitch. And there are called strikes. Excuse me, two of the three hits for Tacoma. And behind 0-2. Gotta beware here. Bryce cannot make a mistake up 0-2 against O'Keefe. The pitch. Fastball, and it's off the glove of Marolio. A run's going to come home to score. DeShields comes all the way home, and it's 5-0. Even when O'Keefe's not hitting, they're able to get a run in somehow. That one just a fastball that Maroglio wasn't able to catch on a pitch up. And O'Keefe now with runners on second and third and two outs. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Off speed, down and in. 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Ground ball poolside. Rivera backhands, throws on the run, and foul ground. He skips it to Evans, who can't come up with it. A couple of bobbles, had time, but didn't make the play. Runners at first and third now. It's a 6-0 game. Rainiers score again, and you'd think that's error number two for the Aces. Another unearned run. And that's a second error for Emmanuel Rivera here this evening. And this inning, it brings up Mike Ford. First pitch. Fastball at the letters. And outside, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Target inside. Here's the pitch. Taken. Another called strike. Excuse me. Strike one. It's one ball, one strike. Bryce has just retired one batter. One walk and a strikeout. These runs are not against him. Ground ball hit hard, foul. First base side. Against the Aces dugout. 6-0 the score. Tacoma 3-3. Three more in the fourth. The pitch, swinging a high deep drive, hooking toward the line. It is gone. Down the right field line, Ford goes deep. Breaks it open in the fourth. 9-0. So here comes Jake Shiner. Well, not too often do you see 9 runs on 4 hits. We see it tonight for Tacoma. The first pitch to Shiner is taken for ball one. We knew Tacoma could hit, right? After this game and after tonight, probably will lead the PCL in runs scored. Next one up, ball two. Came into this game, 28 runs scored, and hungry. Remember, they blew that lead in the eighth on Sunday against Oklahoma City. Came in today wanting more. Breaking ball down and away, 3-0. And this inning continues to spiral out of control for the Aces. A 9-0 advantage for Tacoma. Pitch in there, a called strike. And if you're just joining us, it was 3-3 off a 3-run homer for Brian O'Keefe. And then a couple of errors led to another 3-run shot from Mike Ford. The lefty put one over the right field wall. 3-1. Check swing on a fastball up. 3-2. Shiner 0-for-2 today, a strikeout in the first. The Rainiers will send everyone to the plate here in the bottom of the fourth. Bryce kicks and delivers. Line drive, tailing foul, first base side. Tacoma enjoying their opening night. to the tune of 9 runs on 4 hits. The 3-2, inside he walked him. And the Rainiers will bat around in the fourth. It looks like this, single to start, E5, strikeout, walk, hit by pitch, strikeout, E5, three-run homer, and a walk. Errors, walks, hit by pitches, lead to the deficit. 5 walks issued to the Rainiers in this one. Austin Bryce will not be able to finish the fourth. A new pitcher coming in for Reno with a man on and 2 outs. Tacoma has broken this thing open in the fourth. It's 9-0. You're listening to Reno Aces Baseball from Cheney Stadium. Luis Frias is the new pitcher for Reno with a man on first and 2 away. 6-run bottom of the fourth for Tacoma. Broken this thing open, highlighted by a 3-run shot by Mike Ford. It'll be Moron who led off the inning with a single. He'll face Frias. He's looking to get one out here in the fourth and possibly being that long reliever role. The pitch. Up and inside, ball one. Frias last year appeared in 15 games down south with the D-backs. Gave up 20 earned runs in 17 innings. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. On a pitch down, it's 1-1. Played in the Dominican Winter League back in 2016. He said that was a lifelong dream that he fulfilled. The 1-1 is grounded hard to first base. And Evans is there, steps on first, and the side is retired. 6 in the fourth. Aces have some climbing back to do here in Tacoma. Stick around. You're listening to Reno Aces Baseball from Cheney Stadium. We'll go to the top of the fifth inning. Kevin DiDomenico with you here at Cheney Stadium. Tacoma leads it 9-0. Aces have some battling back to do, but we've seen them put up some big numbers at home. This team offensively can do it. Remember, they've struggled the last game and a half or so. Just two runs in the series finale as Blaze Alexander swings through a changeup down and away. It's nothing and one. Remember, we've seen him put up 13 runs, 15 runs. Don't forget what this offense can do as Alexander fouls it back. It's quickly nothing and two. Grounded out or dribbled one in front of the plate his last time, if you remember that. That's happened a couple times. Happened to Emmanuel Rivera last inning and to Alexander in his first at-bat. Fastball up and away. One ball, two strikes. The pitch, swing and a miss. I don't know what breaking ball that was, but it was at 77, and it was way up. It looked like Alexander just got too eager. And it brings up Dominic Maroglio. So a strikeout to start out the fifth for Blaze Alexander. And here comes Maroglio, who flew out to shallow center his first time. Pitch from Malone, swing and a miss. Breaking ball, Maroglio way out in front. Tommy Malone, the 36-year-old, is cruising right now. Has not given up a run through 4 1/3. And a fastball at 85 is up and away. I don't think he's been above 85, maybe 86, 87. The 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball, swung on, hit foul. Back to the screen. Tommy Malone, actually a pretty cool story. He's 36 years of age, has all that MLB experience. Remember, 146 starts, 944 innings. The pitch, swinging a ground ball, Maroglio rolls over, glove by Caballero, throws on the run in time for out number two. But how about this? In Tommy Malone's first major league at-bat, he hit a home run against the Mets. I believe it was a two-run shot. Our Wi-Fi is down here, so can't look into that right now. But I believe he had a two-run shot in his first major league at-bat to right field back when he was a National. First pitch he delivers, 85-mile-an-hour fastball outer half to Jake Hager, one ball, no strikes. And I'm from Washington, D.C. I was at that game. Fastball up and away. When I was going down the prep for Tacoma, I saw Tommy Malone. I was like, oh, Washington Nationals legend in terms of hitting a home run on your first major league at-bat as a pitcher. Breaking ball, misses up and away, three balls, no strike. So Tommy Malone, again, very successful in the show. You can see tonight, still has it, 3-0 against a very good Aces lineup. Fastball is in there, a called strike. As we approach the top of the hour, 8 o'clock Pacific. 9-0, Rainiers lead. The pitch, fastball swung on and fouled to the screen. 86 miles per hour to Jake Hager, who struck out his last time. Three balls, two strikes. And Tommy Malone just cruising through this lineup. The pitch swung on and lofted into shallow left. Coming in is Shiner. He makes the catch for out number three. Halfway through it, bottom five we go. 9-0, Rainiers lead. They're due up in the bottom of the fifth. Stick around. You're listening to Reno Aces Baseball from Cheney Stadium. Vanzarino Aces Baseball is brought to you by your friends at Greater Nevada. How can we help you live greater? You can also win Aces prizes, play trivia, participate in surveys, and more. You can do that by visiting renoaces.com and click win prizes and more. The first pitch is swung on and popped up. Foul ground, first base side. And lands harmlessly. Giving chase was Pavin Smith and Wright. Wasn't able to make the play. It's nothing and one. Off the bat of DeShields, who's 0 for 2, reached on an error in the fourth, flew out to center in the second. Where were we? Visit renoaces.com and click win prizes and more in the site navigation to get started. Luis Frias, by the way, still out here for the Aces. Delivers a fastball at 97, low and away ball number one. Remember, he came in and got the one out to finish off the six-run fourth. He was able to get Colin Moran. The 1-1. DeShields takes. On a fastball down, it's 2-1. El Paso and Sacramento. A tight one in the top of the fourth. The Rivercats lead it 3-2. El Paso. Bases loaded, though, threatening. OKC over Vegas 4-3 in the top of the third. Off the inside part of the bat, DeShields grounds one to the second baseman, Alexander. He gloves, throws in time. Out number one. And so it brings up Zach DeLoach. 0 for 2 strikeout in the fourth inning. Luis Frias looking for out two here. Fastball low and away, ball one. He's also looking to battle his way back into the show. Remember, appeared in 15 games a year ago with the D-backs. The pitch, outside corner, called strike. In Reno last year, was 3-2 with a 3.99 ERA in 21 earned runs, 47 in the third innings pitch, but strikeout rate pretty high, 74 strikeouts in just 27 games. The 1-1 bounced in there. It's two balls and a strike. Frias credits the D-backs assistant pitching coach Barry Enright for helping him with his breaking ball, which has a ton of movement, too much at times. Here comes the 2-1. Fastball down and away, 96, 3-1. Former D-back and former Chicago Cub, Miguel Montero, serves as his agent and has caught bullpens for him. Line drive, right field line, foul. By about a foot. Hooking off the bat of Zach DeLoach, it's 3-2. We head to the sixth inning. Aces have a lot of work to do offensively. It's been done this season, 13 in opening day. Game two, they had 15. Can they battle back today? They trail by 9. Stick around. You're listening to Reno Aces Baseball from Cheney Stadium. Roll going down the airport. All right. We will go to the top of the sixth. Rainiers lead it 9-0. Kevin DiDomenico with you. Thanks so much for joining us right here via the Reno Aces website. Listen live tab. And it'll be 1-2-3. Dominic Fletcher leading it off. And the first pitch from J.B. Bukauskas, Ashburn, Virginia native. 26-year-old. Signed off waivers. As that one's lined, back off of Bukauskas. Fletcher cannot beat it out. Bukauskas able to leap off the mound, throw to first in time. Well, took one hop off the ground. And Bukauskas able to leap off the mound and throw to first in time. Here's Philip Evans. So Fletcher now 0 for 3. The first pitch to Evans is low for ball one. So the day is done for Tommy Malone. His final line, 5 innings, 2 hits, no runs, 1 walk, 5 strikeouts. A professional line from Tommy Malone. 92 misses down, 2 balls and no strikes. JB was Houston's first-round draft selection in 2017. He was 15th overall. The 2-0 misses low, ball three. Went to the University of North Carolina and was part of a trade deal that sent Zach Greinke to Houston from the D-backs and the Seth Beer trade as well, as he walks Philip Evans on 4 pitches. 1-on-1 out for the Aces here in the sixth. So he was with Arizona for some time, was recalled by the Diamondbacks from the alternate training site in 2021, so he spent time in the show. First one is in there, called strike. Major league debut on April 20th at Cincinnati. The 0-1. Swinging a slow roller right in front of the plate. Throw to second is in time. Throw to first is not in time. Pavin Smith almost grounded in to a 2-6-3 double play and avoided by the speed of Pavin Smith. So it'll end up being a fielder's choice, 2-6. And it brings up Emmanuel Rivera. 1-on-2 out. Aces trail by 9 in the sixth. So Peter Solomon, the starter today for the Aces, ground ball, pull side, foul. You wouldn't say he's getting a spot start, but he switched places with Slade Ciccone, who was in line to start today. That was as of this morning, and they made the switch last second. So Ciccone will make his AAA debut tomorrow evening here, Tacoma and Reno back in action. Breaking ball down and away to Rivera. 1-ball and a strike. Rivera, a couple of ground outs today. One right in front of the plate. The other ground out to the shortstop, McCoy. The 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. So tomorrow's matchup, Ciccone against Jose Rodriguez for Tacoma. Here's the pitch. Off speed and a great one taken by Emmanuel Rivera. 2 balls, 2 strikes. 2 outs, a 9-0 game. Rainiers have the advantage. Here's the pitch. Slow roller foul, third base side. Off the dugout for Tacoma, and the bat boy goes to retrieve it. Two balls, two strikes. pitch. Swung on and hit harder third base side, but foul once again. 2-2 remains. 9-0 game. 4 hits for Tacoma. 2 errors for the Aces. Both by Rivera at third. He waits in the right-handed batter's box. Pavin Smith, short leadoff first. The pitch. Off speed in the dirt. What a block by O'Keefe. Backhand pick on 88 away. One of the more casual picks you've seen from O'Keefe all day. Three balls, two strikes. Bukowski set. Just above the belt. At the letters. Kicks, fires. Runner going on a pitch down. And he walked him. First and second. And two outs. You could tell Rivera wanted to hit there. Ended up getting walked. So here comes P.J. Higgins, who has some pop in his bat. Remember, had a three-run shot over the weekend. And with runners on first and second, a legitimate opportunity to cut into this lead. Bukauskas delivers. Fastball in there, called strike on the outer half. The pitch. 0-1 is down, ball one. Bukauskas, remember, spent time in Reno. Had a 2.66 ERA, 0-1, in 22 appearances, 20 and a third innings pitched, 14 strikeouts. The 1-1. Swung on and drilled out to right, but playable for DeLoach. He makes the catch, and the side is retired. The Aces strand a couple more. A familiar trend tonight. Bottom of the sixth, we go 9-0. Rainiers have the lead. You're listening to Reno Aces Baseball from Cheney Stadium. Fans, don't miss Tuesdays at Greater Nevada Field when the Aces celebrate Taco Tuesday, presented by Join INC and Alice 96.5 with two street tacos for just $6. Tyler Ferguson, the new pitcher for the Reno Aces, in the bottom of the sixth. They trail it 9-0. He tries to hold on to things as the first pitch is popped up foul first base side, out of play. He set the pitch. Swinging a high, deep drive, hit well out to left field. Angling toward left center goes Castillo. He makes the catch. Now backpedaling on to the track. One away. Brings up Jose Caballero. After a flyout to deep left. So it's Tyler Ferguson, the Fresno, California native, who's never played in the PCL. In his whole career, he went 3-6 in 52 appearances last year with a 4.80 ERA across AA and AAA in the Braves organization. The first pitch, fastball low and inside to Caballero. It's a ball and no strikes. He's 0-2 today, a walk in the third, his only time reaching, struck out looking in the fourth. Ferguson now set the pitch outside or inside, ball two. He's released by the Braves and then picked up by the Dodgers in February of 2020, right before COVID-19. Fastball inside, a called strike at 88 knee high, and a great pitch to Caballero, the righty. And then released by the Dodgers in 2020 was Ferguson. Picked up by the Braves again, 2021. The pitch, off speed and a good one. Knee high, called strike. Caballero didn't love the call. Gave a look to Ben Phillips. Now a full practice swing. Taps the plate a couple of times. Winds the bat. Now is ready. Target inside, the pitch. Slider away. 3-2. One out, bottom of the sixth. 9-0. Rainiers lead the Aces, and you got to think right now, Tacoma seeking the opening night shutout. Called strike three on a slider away, and Caballero was ready to walk. He was taking off his shin guard, had some more words for Ben Phillips, and now we'll walk back to the dugout. Two outs, strikes out for the second time. Brings up Brian O'Keefe, who's reached every time tonight. A single in the first, a three-run homer in the third, and reached on an error in the fifth. The pitch, low and away. A slider that Morolio can't hold on to, and it's ball one. So O'Keefe, 7-for-12 to start this season. The pitch comes up empty, swinging at a slider away. 81 miles per hour. After tonight, 8 runs batted in. The pitch. Another slider away. Boy, Tyler Ferguson slider heavy against these righties. It's how he got Caballero. Two balls and a strike. Ferguson kicks and offers. A fastball low at 94 below the knees. Sixth round selection by the Rangers in 2015. The 3-1. Check swing on a slider away. What a great pitch on 3-1. A righty-righty matchup. O'Keefe probably sitting fastball and just came too far around. And we'll go full to 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ferguson set at the letters. The pitch. Got him on another slider. That slider working for Tyler Ferguson. We head to the seventh. 9-0. Aces need runs. They need them fast. You're listening to Reno Aces Baseball from Cheney Stadium. Party in the USA playing here at Cheney Stadium. An offensive party for the Rainiers. 9 runs on 4 hits, a 6 spot in the fourth, a 3 spot in the third. And Diego Castillo will lead it off for the Aces here in the seventh. He's 1-for-2, taken all the way, takes pitch number 1 from Bukauskas for strike 1. Take a look around the league and at some of these affiliates. The Mariners leading the Angels 8-0. The pitch, low and away, ball 1. 1 ball and a strike to Castillo. Bukauskas remains in the game for Tacoma. The Mariners have started relatively slow. Good team last year, supposed to be pretty good this year. They're 1-4, all at home at that. But finally, it looks like they'll get a win to improve to 2-4. Fastball inside, 2-1. Guardians and Athletics locked at 3 in the top of the 7th. That's in Oakland. Dodgers leading the Rockies 4-0. The pitch at the letters. Fastball, it's 3-1. The Cubs beat the Reds 12-5. Cubs are now 2-3. Marlins blank the Twins 1-0. Comes the 3-1. In there, a called strike. It looked like, again, Castillo taking all the way. Looked like he stepped out before the pitch arrived. And now Bukauskas faces a payoff pitch. Comes set above the belt. The pitch. Swinging a high chopper, tough play left side. Charging is Caballero. He can't make the play. It's an infield single for Diego Castillo. Boy, that looked like it hit a springboard off the ground. Chopped extremely high. And Caballero had to hustle, had to bare hand. Couldn't come up with it. So, the third hit for the Aces and the second of the day for Diego Castillo. He's now 2-for-3. He's 9-for-13. First pitch of fastball. 93, it misses to Blaze Alexander, ball 1. Phillies beat the Yankees 4-1. The Rays knocked off the Nationals 10-6. Pirates over the Red Sox 4-1. That one's fouled to the screen. We're getting to the D-backs. Brewers blank the Mets 9-0. Blue Jays over the Royals 4-1. Another line shot foul. This time first base side and off the netting. Braves beat the Cardinals 4-1. Orioles over the Rangers 7-2. And the D-backs knock off the Padres 8-6. And considering, you know, D-backs schedule so far, right? They split a series with the Dodgers. So we're going to ground ball right back to Bukauskas. Could be 2. The throw to second is into center field. First error of the day for the Rainiers. It's an E1, and it's first and second with nobody out. So the Diamondbacks now 3-3. And again, considering the third game of that series against the Dodgers. First pitch, fastball inside to Marolio. Ball 1. The D-backs battled in that series, especially getting outplayed offensively at least on a couple of occasions, right? Able to get by on a couple of 2-1 victories, and today the offense finally came alive in a game that, I don't know if you guys saw, Manny Machado ejected for arguing a strikeout on a pitch clock violation. And remember, that's new rule. For hitters, you have to be in the box ready with 8 seconds left on the pitch clock. Here's the pitch. Fastball inside a called strike, 1-1. Most hitters good about it. Marullio right now, he's in the box ready with 13 seconds. And here's the pitch with 8. Off the inside part of the bat, popped up. Infield fly rule, and the catch is made by Moran over at first. He's popped out a couple of times, grounded out, and he's now 0-for-3. Brings up Jake Hager. Jake Hager, by the way, look out for him. On next Monday, we'll be releasing a episode 2 of Aces Loaded of our podcast. It'll be a sit-down with Jake Hager. The pitch. In there, called strike knee-high. An Aces fan favorite. He's 0 for 2 today, struck out swinging in the third, flew out to left back in the fifth. First and second, one out. Top of the seventh, the pitch. Check swing on a nice slider down. He went all the way around. It's nothing and two. Again, another chance for the Aces to claw their way back. Or at least get on the board. I guess that's the first big task. No balls, two strikes. Bukowski is set. And the pitch. Slider down and away. It's one ball, two strikes. Remember, the Aces threw two games, scored 28 runs, the 1-2, swing and a miss, and Hager is down on strikes on a slider down and away, and there's two outs. He strikes out for the second time this evening. 28 runs for the first 18 innings. And it looks like through these next 16 innings, barring a Dominic Fletcher RBI single here, they will only have scored two runs. First pitch in the dirt, ball one. So the first 18 innings, 28 runs. And the following 16 innings, just two, 1-0. Swinging a high, deep drive. Hit well out to right center field. Back at the wall, and it will one-hop the wall. A couple of runs will come home to score. Fletcher dashing toward third. He's standing up at third. And it's a two-run triple for Dominic Fletcher to the deepest part of the ballpark. Boy, that's gone at a lot of parks in the PCL. And it's 9-2. A two-run triple. And, folks, that's how you do it the other side of the jinx, right? You can do it for bad. You can do it for good. I'm just trying to help the greater good here. The first pitch to Phillip Evans is taken for a called strike. Knee-high, strike one. And all of a sudden, on the fourth hit of the game, so both teams have four hits, just eight hits combined in this game. The errors, the walks on the other side have hurt the Aces. Next one, a called strike on a fastball. It's nothing and two. And if they can plate Fletcher here, make it somewhat manageable for the final six outs for the Aces offense. The 0-2. Got him swinging on a slider. That's been good for Bukauskas. Aces get a pair on a Dominic Fletcher two-run triple. It's 9-2. It's time to stretch here in Tacoma. Opening night, beautiful night. Opening night on the road for the Aces. You're listening to Reno Aces Baseball from Cheney Stadium. Thank you. Ace Ball fans, join us on April 13th for the first Thirsty Thursday of the season presented by Coors Light and Cable 98.1 FM. Enjoy an ice-cold Coors Light draft for just $2. Get your tickets today by visiting renoaces.com or texting TIXX to 21003. First pitch, outside corner, just misses to the lefty Mike Ford. It's ball one from Tyler Ferguson, who remains on the mound for the Aces. In the bottom of the seventh, 9-2, Aces got a couple back on a Dominic Fletcher two-run triple. Fastball down and away. It's 2-0. Well, Ferguson was efficient last inning and efficient to start here in the bottom of the seventh. Gets forward to pop up. Shallow center. Hager there makes the catch. Went 1-2-3 with McCoy, Caballero, and O'Keefe. 1-2-3 in the lineup, and now has retired four straight. The Aces in general have retired six straight in the fifth and the sixth. And now seven. Here's Jake Shiner, the first pitch. Broken back ground ball to Phillip Evans, covering as Ferguson at first. Boy, that's one of the dangerous ones. That came flying out third base side, two away. So it brings up Colin Moran. One for three. Batted twice in the fourth. Led off that inning with a single. That was the six-run fourth for Tacoma. And really is the difference right now. It'll be lefty-righty. Comes in with two outs. In the bottom of the seventh, seven-run advantage for the Rainiers. Lights on. It is pitch dark here in Tacoma. That lacrosse practice that I was talking about earlier has concluded over the right field wall. A fastball misses inside. At the knees, ball two. Sunset has come and gone. The moon is, I think it's a full moon on the first baseline. Up off to the right, the pitch. In there, a called strike. It's 2-1. Remember, these two teams in action tomorrow evening, 6:05 first pitch. We're on the air at 6. Be sure to find our Aces Minute pregame. A fastball outside, three balls and a strike. Should come out about 3 hours, 2.5 hours before first pitch. Low ball four, and he walks. Aboard for the second time today. It brings up Delano DeShields, who's 0 for 3. So we've got your Aces Minute coming out every game this week. We'll have the podcast with Jake Hager coming out sometime early next week for you guys. And a lot more content this week, some in-broadcast content. And a sit-down with manager Blake Lawley. Fastball misses inside, ball one. One ball, no strikes. We'll, of course, talk to Blake after this evening's game, as we always do. 1-0. Big swing and a miss. 1-1. Timely hitting, too, right? Reno not able to come up in some of those big situations. They've left six men on base and one for seven with runners in scoring position. 1-1 is inside, knee high, 2-1. Set at the letters, the pitch. Slider away, gets away from Marolio. And Moran will take second. So DeShields waits. Easton, Maryland native. 3-1. He misses ball four. Back-to-back walks issued by Tyler Ferguson. Brings up Zach Deloach, who's 0-for-3 strikeouts in his last two at-bats. So two outs, runners on first and second, and it looks like that may be it from Tyler Ferguson. This could be a stall tactic. And I don't know if that's Blake Lolly. From my vantage point, I don't think it is. It might be Jeff Baggianero coming out to have a word with Ferguson. And he's going to stay in the game. Two on, two out. In the bottom of the seventh inning. Deloach waits first and second. Two outs, the pitch. Bounces it. In the dirt, one ball, no strikes. In the bottom of the fifth, El Paso and Sacramento locked at four. That's been a back-and-forth one. Oklahoma City leads at 7-3 in Vegas. In the top of the sixth, the 1-0 fastball inside. And Ferguson, after back-to-back walks, is now down 2-0 to Deloach. So from Wednesday, we have Jose Rodriguez against Slade Ciccone. First pitch at 6:05. The pitch is comes up in a big situation. Bases loaded. Two outs. Biddle will face Cesar Hernandez, the 31-year-old from Philly. And a stoppage briefly. Jose Navas running down the right field line now returns to his post over at first. Biddle set. Bases loaded. Two outs. The pitch. First one is misses. Looked like high for ball one to Cesar Hernandez. Couple of walks today. The pitch. That time in there, a called strike. 1-1. Biddle set. Belt high. Kick and the pitch. A breaking ball. Swing and a miss. Moran off third, DeShields off second, Deloach off first. Here's the pitch. Another breaking ball, same exact spot.